Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you and about you. Those that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now to live the life that you love with those that you love. But guys, more than just living a rich life, you want to enrich people's lives because as a Rippler, you know that as you're blessed financially, you can do the same. So guys, I appreciate you tuning in, allowing me to share that ripple effect through you. Thank you again for binging, for sharing, and for applying this stuff so that your life is prosperous too. Hey, as a reminder, if you want to keep that prosperity going and you want to network like-minded people like ourselves, go to Facebook and go to the Money Ripplers group, right? Look up Money Ripplers. That's R-I-P-P-L-E-R-S. Look that up. Join our group today. Great discussions and love to be able to associate with you guys and really keep that ripple effect going. So check it out. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. All right, guys. So I'm going to discuss a common thing I run into, and it's even been in the last few days. And so I want to make sure I really emphasize this, right? Because a lot of times, I'll tell you, like me as a business owner, right? I became an entrepreneur just out of college. You know, my whole goal was to learn how to be a business owner so I can consult people on businesses. But the truth is, as I got to be an entrepreneur, dropped out of college. I'm actually a college dropout, dropped out of college with one class to go to get my bachelor's in sociology. And I decided I'm going to take that entrepreneur path. And the reason I wanted it is because I wanted these main things. And maybe you can relate to this, especially if you're a business owner. I wanted freedom. I wanted the control of my time. And I wanted control of how much money I can make. And I wanted control of my life, essentially. And so that's the path I took. Now, it didn't take very long. And those of you who've been in business, you get it, that as you start to become a business owner, you start to realize, wait a minute, I kind of own a job. And many of you guys have probably read books like E-Myth Revisited and things like that, where they talk about, you know, getting, you know, working in your business versus working on your business, right? And so this was me. You know, I was the guy that, you know, perpetually would say, hey, you know what? Once we get this off the ground, then we'll take that vacation as a family. Hey, once we get this going, then we'll buy that, you know, that house or that thing or whatever it might be, right? Then I'll invest. And the problem is that there's a rat race also for entrepreneurs, right? It's not just people that have a job, right? It's not just a job. You know, people say, I'm just over broke. Well, guess what? Entrepreneurs can end up being in the same place, even if they make millions of dollars, right? I've seen entrepreneurs making millions of dollars a year, yet they are still stuck in the rat race just as bad, if not worse, than most people that have a normal job. So how do we get out of that? Right? What is the solution? Because if you're an entrepreneur, we need to make sure that you can escape your own rat race that you've created. So here's a few ways you can do that. You know, one is you need to start getting things under control with your money at home and in your business, right? Track your money in your business and track your money at home. Do both. Make sure you're watching profit and loss statements. Make sure you're in your business. Make sure that you get things like Mint, you know, using, you know, things like Mint or whatever you use to track money at home. You want to be able to track the money coming in, but you want to track the money going out. Make sure that both in your business and at home, you're profitable. This is the key. And that kind of leads to my second point, right? Is you want to make sure that you have profit. The big, big myth and the big trap that people, that entrepreneurs get stuck in is they'll say, hey, I'm reinvesting in my business. And trust me, I get it. I put money into my business as well. Yet, if you're always spending, you know, investing money in your business, you're always reinvesting your money, but you're not taking a lot of that home, you're not actually profitable. You're not actually investing. What you're doing is just spending money in hopes that maybe you'll build up that revenue. But if that revenue doesn't equate to more profit, if that doesn't equate for you getting a return back at home, think of it like an investment. If that doesn't give you a return where there's more income coming in at home, it's not worth it. So don't get caught in that little trap, that entrepreneur trap where you're always reinvesting in your business. I think a great book to read if you need help with that is get the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. He was actually on our show last year. Great book. Gives that the great easy steps to make sure that you start bringing money home. So you need to be profitable in your business first. Then you need to be profitable in your home second, right? So now you need to make sure you have enough money coming in to pay yourself from your business, but now you need to make sure that you've paid enough that you have more than enough to save. It was really interesting. My wife showed me a video the other night. She showed me Shaquille O'Neal giving advice. And he was telling people, he's like, yeah, they're saying, what money advice would you give? Because you've made a lot of money and you've invested a lot. And he said, give me a sheet of paper. And he got a sheet of paper and he tore it in half. He's like, this half, you know, you got this here and you got this half. This half, you save your money and he puts it aside. Then he takes that other half sheet of paper, rips it in half. He's like, and then this half of this half, you spend, while this one, you also save to invest, right? So basically he's talking about trying to save or invest about 75% and living on 25, right? But at least putting away 50%. And now I'm not saying you do that. Now, if you've got a lot of money coming in, you could totally do that. And that's great. But the concept, the principle behind it versus the numbers is essentially the same. You need profit at home. You need extra money to be able to free up. This means you need to be a wise steward. This is why you need to use tools like Mint or whatever you use to track your money to watch what you're spending. Don't live cheap. You don't have to cut out your entire life and delay gratification. Don't get caught in that trap that I did, where I said, someday we'll do that trip. Someday we'll do that vacation. Someday we'll go to Disneyland or whatever it might be, right? Someday I'll take a day off. You know, don't get caught in that trap. What you want to do is make sure that you actually take that money and have extra money over. So watch the money you're spending. Make sure you have extra money so that that money specifically is used to invest. So here's what I want you to think as an entrepreneur. Get in this mindset, really wrap around this is one, focus on profit in your business. Get your business profitable where you have more than enough to bring home. Second, with that money you bring home, have extra that you can then invest to generate more streams of income than in your business. Because here's the trap you get caught in. And 2020 gave us lots of preparation for it, right? Remember, in 2020, we had this whole conversation about non-essential businesses, right? You remember that? You know, hey, this business is now non-essential, shut down for a matter of months because of the vid, right? That's what I call it. You know, but basically everything got shut down. And now we're seeing people even in essential jobs become non-essential, right? We're seeing this. Do not get caught in that trap, right? Do not get caught where your only stream of income is your business. Because even if you own it, even if you are your own boss, that doesn't mean that a government can step in and shut it down. And then you're not making money, right? Or things happen. You know, you want to make sure you have this extra buffer of money coming in. This is why you need multiple streams of income, not just inside the business. And I do recommend if you can create residual streams of income in your business, do it. Do it, all right? But if not, still, even if you can do residual streams of income in business, bill it passively outside so that you know that even if your business were to shut down, your family is taken care of. You're okay. You've got more than enough money coming in to take care of your needs. That is true financial independence. Here's my promise I give to you as an entrepreneur. And in fact, this is in your self-interest if you want to build your business bigger. If you start focusing more on bringing home that profit, turning that profit into passive income, not just always reinvesting into your business, right? Not always doing that, but taking that money and creating passive streams of income. And like I said, it can be in various types that we've talked about here. We've talked about rental real estate. We've talked like turnkey real estate investing. We've talked about syndications and investing in apartments, self-storage, oil, you know, you name it, right? It could be in land. It could be in all kinds of stuff, franchises. You could even be building another business. But the thing that we want to make sure is that you can create that passive streams of income outside. And when you do that, the promise to you as an entrepreneur is that as your stress relieves, as you know you've got passive income coming in, the side benefit is that your business starts to grow too. Because when you don't need the money, when you don't need to keep driving and hustling for more money, the funny thing is you actually become more attractive to your customers or clients. I've experienced this myself. The more free I've become, the more people want to work with us, right? And I'm beyond, you know, that financial independence number, right? I'm trying to go beyond double or even triple that number now, you know, and just trying to keep that number growing and going. But that's the beauty of it, is that when you don't need the money, when you don't have to hustle, what I've noticed is that many business owners, their sales conversions go up because, again, they don't need the money. They don't need to take on that client who might be a headache. They don't need to sell that next customer. But when they know that things are met at home and things are good there, they can zoom in and focus on what's best for their company to grow it and really go beyond the money of what kind of mission are they trying to create. And when you start coming from a place of mission rather than just commission, right? Rather than just trying to make money, that is when you start to see some amazing things happen. You start to work less and make more. So that's my advice to you, is really is one, you know, make sure that you get profitable in your business. Two, get profitable at home, and then take that profit. Three, and invest that to generate passive streams of income. Again, if you guys want to figure out how to do that, always reach out to us, moneyripples.com. Go to the contact us page. You might even say, hey, I've got money. How much could I create? You can even use the passive income calculator to help you figure it out. But remember, the key is we got to get you half profit, get that money outside of your business, outside of your company to generate other streams of income that are passive, not taking your focus away from your business, but getting you to make other streams of income so that you can focus more on your business and not stress out. That's my advice for you guys this week. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.